I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The American Academy of Ophthalmology and the American Academy of Pediatrics recommend that children have their eyes checked starting as newborns and throughout childhood during well child visits. Dr. Millicent Petersheim is here to talk about vision screening for children. Dr. Petersheim is a professor of ophthalmology and the chair for international ophthalmology at Stormeye Institute at MUSC. Dr. Petersheim, what sort of vision problems can be detected with vision screening for children?
For newborns and infants, pediatricians are looking for eye pathologies such as cataracts or abnormalities in eye development or rare eye tumors. Pediatricians look at these, you know, at the bedside, in the nursery, in the hospital.
Tell us about other eye conditions that can best be treated if they're diagnosed early in childhood.
We want to pick up amblyopia risk factors and amblyopia in younger children because it can be treated if we catch it early. But as they get older, you know, after age 8 or 9, it's really difficult to get improvement in the vision.
And tell us about vision screening tests that would typically happen during well child visits. What goes on in those tests?
So starting about age 3 or 4, a child is usually able to cooperate with a visual acuity check. You cover one eye and check the vision in the other eye. They can do a matching game, so they're not having to, you know the alphabet to do the visual acuity. There are also some automated screeners that are relatively new, like a camera that takes a picture and it estimates the child's refractive error, and it can detect if the child needs glasses or if the eyes are not straight. And then as the child gets older, they can graduate to the reading the letters on the acuity chart.
What about children who may not go in for regular well child visits? How can we be sure that all kids are having regular vision screening?
Schools, preschools, and Head Start programs, they do a wonderful job screening. The Lions Club across the state have some regular screening programs that are terrific. But, you know, to be honest, we want parents to know that they need to have their child's vision checked, too, and to seek out that at the pediatrician's office or one of these community screening programs.
And what happens when some kind of vision issue crops up in this vision test? What are the next steps?
So we want them to see an eye doctor, an ophthalmologist, or an optometrist who's comfortable seeing children. And if this exam, the child's vision is checked, maybe again with a matching game, and the eye alignment covering one eye or the other is checked, the pupils are dilated with drops. Nobody likes the drops, but it's important in determining the best glasses prescription for children. We do this partly because children can't tell you which is better, number 1 or number 2. You're going with what you find on the exam.
What else do parents need to know about vision screening for their children?
The American Academy of Pediatrics, as you said, recommends annual eye exams until age 5 and then every 1 to 2 years afterward. And no screening is perfect. So if a parent or a teacher or a caretaker has any concerns about a child's vision or if the child has special needs, they should have an eye exam, even if the screening is okay.
Dr. Petersheim, thanks for this information about vision screening for children.
It's been my pleasure.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.